بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم Honorable brothers and elders, time and the commodity of time is a very important part of our life. The more we'll value time, the more we'll make our life fruitful. And I wish to start off with the couplets that Imam Shafi alayhi rahma has mentioned. Ya man bi dunya hushtagal wa gharrahu toolul amal al mawtu ya'ti faj'atan wal qabru sundukul amal. Indeed, Ash-Shafi alayhi rahma, a great faqih, a giant in knowledge, an alim and a sheikh, sheikhul mashayikh par excellence, has summed up the life of a person in four couplets, in four rhyming words, in beautiful Arabic. That, O you who are involved in the dunya, mashghul, ya man bi dunya hushtagal, occupied with the dunya. And when a person is occupied with the dunya, wa gharrahu toolul amal, and he has great hopes, aspirations and long dreams. And then what happens, brothers? Al mawtu ya'ti faj'atan. And death suddenly comes and upsets the entire cart and brings his life to an end. Sudden death comes to him. He's not even expecting to leave this world. He's made so much of plans. And now he goes to the qabr, that place where nobody will return from, but that they will resurrect on one day on qiyamah, and they have to face Allah. The qabr is a seal for a person's good deeds. After that, none can return even to say one subhanallah on the face of this earth. When Imam Shafi alayhi rahma mentioned al-mawtu ya'ti faj'atan, in other words, the person's time comes to an end. In what way, my dear brothers? Suddenly, life got no guarantee. It just dead halt, and next thing the person is now no more referred to by his name. What time will the mayyat go? The janaza is ready. Marhum was a great person. Even his name doesn't last. Honorable brothers and elders, the commodity of time. We have to withstand the test of time. Life is a roller coaster. We will have ups and downs. Things will come in front of us. Hurdles will be there. Obstacles will be there. But we have to now look at the time ahead of us and make hay while the sun shines. In other words, make our life fruitful. For they say in English, time and tide. And we in Durban can understand that, isn't it? Time and tide. Wait for no man. Brothers and elders, a person with the amount of wealth he got, he can purchase a clock, but he can never purchase time. Try and go somewhere and tell them, I came to buy time. Most will get a timeshare. But you're not going to buy time. Time is a priceless commodity, my dear brothers. As Musalman, readers of the kalima, la ilaha illallah, our life is governed by time. Now obviously a person who's learned will be able to expound on how our life is governed by time. I'm just a student, so I touch on a few subjects. Number one, my dear brothers, our salah. What we say, wake up now, it's Fajr time. Close the shop now, it's Zuhr time. Let's have a cup of tea before Asr time. We'll be at home by Maghrib time. What time are you going to sleep? After Isha time. Our life of deen is governed by time. The fast, and when we start the fast, min al khaytil abyadi ila al khaytil aswad, when we look at the horizon, that when it turns from white into dark, when it turns from white into black, a person will start fasting. We say it's sari time. And guess what, brothers? Then we say iftar time. Our life in our fasting arena is governed by time. Then a person goes for hajj. You say it's farz upon you if you have the wealth and the means. Once in a life, time. Also, my dear brothers, when the spans of about 13 to 15 years, that time span passes in a person's life, then we say now your important time has come. You are now baligh. You are now mukallaf. You are now matured. You will be answering from this second on. Every second of your life now you will have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to what you do. Brothers, even our thing what we look at is just, by the way, our nails, our hair also has a time span. Grow it longer than 40 days, because we step over the limit of time, we are sinful. So what we'll say, we'll sum it up by saying this, brothers, time is prime. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala takes a qasam. By the qasam of time, mankind is at a loss. Allah jalla jalaluhu will only take a qasam on those factors, my dear brothers, that will appeal and make understanding and will be understood by mankind, and that it has some depth and substance behind it. Time is of utmost importance. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, on one occasion, he says it to Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Afattan ya Muaz, Afattan ya Muaz. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressing his displeasure or unhappiness on what took place. Sayyidina Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu had lengthened the salat more than the normal time. People who are following are old. People who are following are weak. People who are following got commitments. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, aside from every other masla that can come out from this incident, my brothers, it shows that each and every one should take cognizance of time. Time is an important part of our life, brothers. Even that action that we have to do upon a daily basis, or that of taking from Allah Ta'ala, wherein Allah says, Ud'uni astajib lakum, ask me, I'll continue to give you. The du'as that we make also has an accepted time. Ask from Allah at different times. When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's father, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, said, I will pray for your forgiveness. So fa astaghfiru laka rabbi. He referred to tahajjud time. Accepted time, tahajjud time. So du'as also fall under the ambit of accepted times, my brothers. Du'as are accepted at iftar time. Du'as are accepted, my dear brothers, when the imam will be in the khutbah. He will sit down and then he will wait to stand up for the second khutbah. At that time, make du'a. It's an accepted time. Obviously, we don't lift our hands. We don't make a verbal du'a in the heart. And a secret that I'll share with you that came early, brothers. That is why you say the early bird catches the worm. In this case, my brothers, the early musalli catches the point. That when you're making this du'a, because it's such a short time, what are you going to ask for? One side you want to perform hajj. One side you want to extend the house. Another time you want to do something else. What do I beg for? Brothers, at this time they say, Ya Allah, make me among those whose du'as from this minute on will be accepted throughout my life. Isn't that a beautiful time, brothers? And then on Fridays, plus minus 20 minutes before Salatul Maghrib, capitalize on this time. This is a time to beg from Allah, your du'as are accepted. Likewise, my brothers, there's much to say, but what I'm trying to tell you is that time is important. Take this as part and parcel of our life. When Allah speaks of the five things that only Allah Ta'ala knows, then Allah refers to the Qiyamah time. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Allah only knows the appointed time. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warns us of the future time that's going to be
Such a time, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ, an era, also referring to time, a period, a zamana, a time frame is going to come. لَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا إِسْمُهُ وَلَا مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ. Islam will only be name and Quran will remain as a ritual. My brothers, every one of our ancestors and predecessors and pious ones valued time. Jurjani Rahmatullah Alayhi, great luminary of the past, he says, I used to eat roasted barley flour. Today we all love roast. But brothers, his was roasted barley flour. Jurjani was questioned, why do you eat roasted barley flour? He says, if I have to eat normal bread, it will take me, I will be able to say less 70 times, subhanallah. So I eat this roasted barley flour, sip it down with water. In this time I can say 70 times more, subhanallah. This is the appreciation that they had for time. In the recent past, Hazrat Haqimul Ummat, Mujaddid Millat, Nawwarallahu Markadahu, Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. When we go and count the amount of literary works that he left behind as a legacy for mankind to benefit from, brothers, he left over 1,000 kitabs. When the ulama ikram explain that how did he achieve this, one comes to the conclusion that Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi was actually divana over time. He would value time to this extent that if someone came to visit him, then you must say everything and your purpose of visit, where you come from, what you did in one breath. Don't waste time. Brothers and elders, what are we doing with time today? Have we just wasted the time? So the advice that we get from the ulama ikram, spend our time well, value our time, and don't let time slip by. We all heard the saying, suck the marrow out of life. Translated in simple English, make it while it can happen. And we say we must mint it. But my dear brothers, life, and just to enjoy time in life and let time go by. No, look at it with a dini eye. Look at it with an Islamic eye. Look at time as a means of getting the closeness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Brothers and elders, in Urdu they say it very beautifully. Jo soya wo khoya. The one who has slept, I'm making my own translation so we can take it back home. The one who has slept is the one who has wept. If you snooze, rhyme it brothers, you lose. Kal na kar kal ki kal ka bharosa nahi. Kal to palak japakne ka bharosa nahi. Don't say tomorrow, tomorrow. For tomorrow never comes. Yesterday is today's tomorrow, brothers. Procrastination is a thief of time. Each and every person, our icon in this month of Rabiul Awwal, we have said, Sirat Jalsa, Jalsa to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was our life of our Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to time? He also, my dear brothers, had a program in his life. Of course, a person may set up a program, but due to other people coming in and going, this was the Nabi of Allah. At times the program may have to alter. But our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers, let us take out this few seconds and read Durud Sharif upon the noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would awaken for tahajjud. He knew the value of that time. Had a program, would come to the masjid, perform the salah, and then give time to the sahaba. Then he would see to the needs of people, receive jamaats, dispatch jamaats, sort people's masail, and then he had family time. Today the missing element in our life, which is the cry in the hearts of the ulama ikram and the mashayikh izam, we have given shop time, we have given golf time, we have given different times, but have we given family time? This is a missing element in society. Come fathers of the ummah, let's join our hearts and make a firm decision. From today we're going to give our family the right time. And in that time, take care of them. At the same time, do talim with them. Teach them deen, learn deen from them. Watch that family prosper in front of you.
like a growing rose. It will bloom and give you the sweet smells that you want.
Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam would visit his wives after Asr Salah. And then according to whose turn it was, from our respected mothers, Azwajul Mutahharat, then accordingly he will give them the time, that is night time also he allocated for one home. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also had a ma'mool and had a procedure that once a week, the noble master sallallahu alaihi wasallam would visit Masjid al-Quba. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala take this entire majma to Madina Sharif in this year. Jab Madina hum bhi jate, to kuch aur baat hote. When we go to Madina, brothers, everything else changes in our life. May Allah take us on that noble journey to circumambulate and make tawaf of the Kaaba, to move in Safa Marwa, and to drink Zamzam in the land of Zamzam. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Friends and elders, the dilemma that's facing mankind today is that everyone has got time, but he's missing one important thing. He's missing a timetable.
If we got a timetable, we're talking business, brothers. And we've got time on the table, it's not working, it's not on. We need to have Nizamul Awqat. What I'm doing for what time? When will I give time to what aspect of my life? And see the barakah in your harakah. See the effulgence of the good that will come out from our movements. And today you meet a person, hey gosh man, there's no time in life. Brothers, how come there's no time in life? Our problem is today, we haven't valued the time that we're supposed to allocate for different things. It's surprising, we speak so much about time, yet the ummah doesn't value time. There's a few little, digressions to explain to you how much we speak of time. Hey, just get me 150 rand airtime. How much we speak of airtime? Whole day we speaking of airtime, but did we think what we are talking about? Airtime, time is flying. Yes, my brothers. Then we say, overport, time in memorial, man. We speak about a past time. Then somebody is sick, we say he's an old timer. And when he passes, we say his time was up also. Come, my brothers. And when we sit with the children, we say, I need to tell you a story. We say, once upon a time. So we're talking time. In fact, our majma in Islam, mashallah, has also, it's an invitation to the whole mankind that now we are getting every walk of life accepting Islam. So my brothers who speak isiZulu, listen to what I'm saying. Isn't in isiZulu we say a certain person is a makakoba? What's a makakoba? Those that know Zulu. isiZulu, that's the right word, not Zulu. A makakoba is a person who check whether you're working in the right time. So whichever language you want to talk about it, brothers, time is important. Researchers have gone into how to make time worthwhile. And from this particular part of the bayan, I demand your attention because now I'm going to explain to you the outcome of the research. Brothers, they have broken up time into four quadrants. Now picture it this way. There's a huge line, and there's a line going vertical and horizontal. So we've got four blocks. And we're going to show now, practically from the mimbar, how we're going to implement the balance of our life in these quadrants. Quadrant number one is something that is important and super urgent. Super important, super urgent. Quadrant number one. Quadrant number two, important but not urgent. Quadrant number three, urgent but not important. Quadrant number four, not important, not urgent. If we can now break our life's movements, steps that we take in life in these quadrants of what these researchers put in front of us, brothers, we are moving at a supersonic speed. You'll be surprised that now you'll wonder, what else can I do with time? I've got too much of time. Like how people say, Maulana, bahut paisa aa gaya, I don't know what to do. I say, but I know what to do with it. Send it this way. Time will become like that, my brothers. Time will become like that. You'll be surprised. Because we're not prioritizing ourselves in these ambits or these departments that I've mentioned. Now, for the benefit of the majma, let me just open it up a little bit so that we can grasp it, understand it, take it forward. You don't understand, Amir, after salah, we can repeat it for you. Number one, brothers, the pharmacy is closing at 10 p.m. and you need the medication urgently. So that's super important and super urgent. You need to see to it immediately. Then, my dear brothers, you need the medication, but the pharmacy is not closing now. There's 5 hours to close it. So the commodity that you need is important, but it's not so urgent. In other words, the clock is not ticking against you. In scenario number one, you are in a corner. Clock is ticking. Vital time is moving. If you don't make it, it's going to break. Quadrant number three, my dear brothers. Something is important but not urgent. The clock is not ticking, but the commodity that we need to do is urgent. And quadrant number four, the clock is not ticking. We don't need to see to it. It's not so important. Example for quadrant number three, my brothers, is that a person probably needs a bag. He's traveling somewhere. Now it's something that he needs, but it's not going to make a difference in his life. So if he doesn't get it, it's not going to make, you know, the sun fall down. And quadrant number four, somebody is traveling, they told him it's nice to travel with some sweets. If you don't take the sweets, the flight won't take off. So brothers, these are just light examples that we've got to now fit our life in these quadrants. And the researchers say that if you want to get the max out of life, don't come into quadrant number one. Stay in quadrant number two. Because the moment a person goes to quadrant number one, he's now asking for depression. He's now asking for anger. He's now asking for road rage. You tell him one, he's telling you two. You must stop the car, take out the jack and jack you up. Because now he's in coming quadrant number one. He's not seeing anything. He's seeing red. So my brothers and elders, we need to prioritize our life and give the urgent things in life their priority. Look at Sahaba, how Allah praises those who achieve what they achieve. May Allah give us some fraction of that. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ That neither trade nor merchandise beguiled this Sahaba. They knew what life was, how to value time. They did not just make their worldly time on earth that now we have to turn sand into gold. Rather, my dear brothers, they invested their life behind the remembrance of Allah. They invested their life behind pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Friends, you are looking at the clock. I'm looking at the clock in front of me. Time is ticking. These seconds, the second hand on the clock is echoing its sentiments. Oh, friends at Hilal, your life is like a melting block of ice. Buy a beautiful block of ice and leave it in the sun. And watch what it becomes after that, a puddle of water and evaporated. Our life is passing by like this, my dear brothers. Are we spending our time in idle pursuits? Are we just looking at when can I escape from this maddening world, from this rat race, and go and spend my time in the Bahamas? When can I take now the cruise? Is my life only being governed by these things? Is my time only worth this? No, my brothers. We all know the concept when we say, brother, time is money. I love that word, money. It must come, it comes with time. If I can open at 7 o'clock and the staff agree, I'm ready to do it. If a man says I must throw my investments offshore, I'm ready to do it. Time is money. But from an Islamic perspective, my dear brothers, what is time? The more time we invest behind the connection with Allah, time is ta'alluq ma'Allah. Time is connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ta'alluq ma'Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Time is a preparation for death. Time is leaving this world with la ilaha illallah. The time that we'll give to the deen in our life, my respected friends and elders, will be the outcome and reciprocation of what time we'll spend in the qabr. Friends, we are going. We might be going to Browns Avenue. We might be going here to Masjid al-Hilal Cemetery. Or we don't know where we're going to be lying. May Allah give us the burial in Baqi as well. People say, Maulana, it's not allowed. Yes, the government doesn't allow it. But if my Allah allows it, can anybody stop? Allah will make it happen. May Allah take us to Madina Sharif And at the last moments in the time of our life, may it be in that place where Allah is pleased with us. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah on our lips and heart, may Allah take our soul in that particular way and conclude our life. Friends and elders, how do we rectify what has gone by? The milk that has spilled, we can't do anything about it. Mop it up, forget about it. The balance of your life now. You're 30 years old, what you got left? You're 55? Maulana Umar Saab says beautifully, Baaz ne bachpani mein hifz kiya, maine pachpani mein hifz ki. Some did their hifz when they were children. When I turned 55, I did my hifz. They understood the value of time, my brothers. So now let us go home. If you can do it on pen and paper, write down, where am I losing time? Like how we say the leak locator. To find the leaks in the plumbing. Find the leaks in the plumbing of our time frame. Where am I wasting time? Okay, I see. I'm spending 2 hours with the Sunday Times. And I'm spending 3 hours with the Time magazine. That's why I'm out of time. My brothers and elders, make a timetable in our life and stick to it. Stick to it and the curriculum will give you its results. Give anything time in life and watch it prosper and pay you back, my brothers. But neglect something and don't pay attention to it. We're asking for a dilemma. We're asking for a disaster. So brothers, give time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Maulana Ahmad Lad Sahab, Madazilul Ali says it so nicely. Ke waqt dena hai deen ke liye, salana, mahana, haftawar rozana. These are all time frames. Give time for Allah's deen yearly. Salana, mahana, monthly give time for Allah's deen also. Don't the businessmen do that? Every year they going to China and coming with more Chinese goods. Sometimes I think we're living in China also, brothers. Everything is made in China besides us. Now with the children over there, even some South Africans are born in China. So they call it made in China. And when they say a nickname for somebody, it's High China. So everything is from China. Don't the businessmen go to China once a year, brothers? Twice a year, some of them. Monthly, doesn't he eat a run through all his businesses? Weekly, doesn't he check for deen also, haftawar? Weekly, what am I to do for deen? And rozana, daily, what am I to do for deen? Together with this, my dear brothers, take out time to go in the company of ulama ikram, mashayikh izam, for what? For ilm and islah and tazkiyah. Wallah, my brothers, Hazrat Khwaja Azizul Hasan Mazzub Rahmatullah Alayhi, he say, Bara lutf te itab tumhara. In other words, whenever Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi had to take out time to reprimand him, he said, that was a very tasty part. That was a very enjoyable part of my life when you would now reprimand me. When we go to the ulama ikram, they'll tell us straight. They're not going to mollycoddle us and curry flavor with us. My brothers, because today what's happening, we're working with a business partner, we're working with friends, nobody want to tell us the color of the day. When the alim will see you, he'll tell you straight, Muhammad, that pants are below the ankles. Brother, get rid of the gillette now. Think about it now, life is coming to an end. So the ulama ikram will be able to take out, like how we go to the doctor and say, now remove all this cholesterol from me. Put a stent for me, it'll sort us out. When we go to the Rouhani doctors, we'll get the dose we want. Otherwise, we're going to live in our own circle, my brothers. And everyone will say, mashallah, mashallah. But when we have to really run the race of life, there we'll fail hopelessly. So my friends and elders, anyway, my time is up also. You say, Maulana, you're speaking about time. You should keep to time. I'm keeping to time also. And my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala guide us all on the right path. Give us barakah in our time. And we look forward to that time when we'll dine with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in Jannatul Firdaus. What a time it will be, my dear brothers. Allah, let us see that time, time and again. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.